It's 10:15. It's time for Wayne's 4x2 with Wayne Massingham. He's back, and we need him more than ever this week, I think. The rain has returned, soaking our bones in the ground, but not our spirits, because we'll have a fantastic spread of recommendations to check out this weekend, thanks to Wayne Massingham. He joins me on the line now to give us the best in film, music, and TV. Four reviews, 2 minutes each. Wayne, welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
I'm good, Cameron. And we're just talking off air that there's always something out there in the cinema, and I'm pretty excited for some films coming up in the next couple of months. It sort of winds up as the year goes on.
Yeah, it's sort of picking up steam. I've sort of gone, oh, that's coming out. So, you know,
yeah,
there's a good spread to get us to the end of the year, I think. Looking
ahead. Well, there's definitely, and there's always films that they start to push out the Oscar sort of tenders in October, November, December. So there's some big names coming up, but it's exciting.
Very exciting indeed. All right, Wayne, what's your first recommendation for this week?
Well, I've got a film that it's probably not an Oscar contender, but it's very, very good. It opened last week, and it's called Together. I guess it's been described as horror, and you probably know that that's not a genre I'm terribly interested in.
No.
But I wouldn't call this, strictly speaking, a horror film by any means. It's more supernatural. It's body horror. It's a little bit of a thriller. And it sort of blends those genres in really well. This is the directorial debut for a man called Michael Shanks. And it's about a couple that go through a lot. Tim and Millie. Millie's a teacher. Tim's sort of a failed musician, a bit itinerant. But she gets a really solid job in the country. So they move homes. They're also about to get married. And they're settling in pretty well. They decide to go for a hike. It's in set amongst really beautiful forestry, and they fall into a cave, and that's where things start to go wrong. They're sort of stuck there a bit the night while they're trying to figure it to get out. Tim has a drink of the water, and that's where it sort of goes very awry. They wake up in the morning, and they're sort of partially stuck together, but they pull themselves apart, and then from then on, it just gets weirder and weirder. A lot of things keep happening to them. They find out about another couple that went missing a couple of years ago in the same area. And Tim starts really freaking out, and I won't give much more away, but there's a lot of strange happenings and a lot of sticking together of bodies. And that's, I guess, what the film is, why it's called Together. It's not just about them being together as people, but also physically together. It's a really, really, really well-made film. It comes in like a sort of a taut 90 minutes, and it stars Alison Brie and Dave Franco as the couple. And if you didn't know, they're actually married in real life, which adds, I think, to the chemistry between the two. And also stars Australia's own Damon Herriman, who's appeared in a lot of Australian TV and also American films. So I really, really enjoyed this. Another interesting bit about the film is it's actually all filmed in Victoria. I'm not sure exactly where, but yeah, it's a very small cast, very small setting for the film, but it's all filmed in Victoria. So Together, that's in cinemas right now. And I recommend it if you want sort of a bit of a scary time, but not really a horror time.
I saw this when I was looking at movies to watch this weekend. Just hearing your description, reading it and hearing your description, just making my skin crawl. So I think that's a good first response to a body horror film.
Yeah. There's a few cringy moments in there where you sort of just have to look away for a bit. Similar to The Substance, where you're sort of going, oh, what's going on here? It's a bit much. But it's definitely not a horror slasher film where people are getting killed. It's got horror elements, but more body horror, supernatural stuff going on.
No, this looks like an interesting one, Wayne. A good start for this week.
Yeah.
What's your second recommendation?
Okay, well, just like last week, I'm going to recommend an Apple TV show that's set in Mexico City. Just coincidentally, it's called Woman in Blue. This is, as I said, on Apple. There's 10 episodes in total in this drama. But unlike Midnight Family, which was set in the current day, this is set in the early 1970s. And it's about the foundation of the first women admitted to the Mexican police force. Now, I was reading a bit about this. It says inspired by true events, but it's not. It's sort of very loosely inspired. Apparently, there was first women admitted quite a few years before this, but they've just sort of set it here and based it around like a serial killer. So there's a serial killer on the loose in Mexico City called the Undresser, and they're really struggling to find him. And they think for a bit of a PR boost that the Mexican police department would actually recruit women into their base. And they put out a lot of testing, and they get in the end about 20 coming forward. And the series focuses on four of those women. We've got Maria, who's a mother of two and married. We've got Valentina, which is actually her sister. Angeles, another woman that's sort of very socially awkward. And Gabina, who is from a long family of cops. And basically they go in thinking they're going to be fully fledged police officers, but they basically just get assigned to very, very menial tasks. But they take it upon themselves to actually start investigating this hunt for the Undresser, and they actually do much better than the men detectives who keep dismissing them. So it's a really interesting drama, a bit of social commentary, a bit of political commentary, and you also got the serial killer element. So I found it really well made, very entertaining. And it's called Women in Blue, and as I said, that's on Apple TV.
Yeah, it's just one episode at the moment, right? Looks a 10 episode season. So, a good one to chew on. I think this one looks interesting.
And it's another nice look at Mexico City, but back in the 70s. So different era.
You've been going on a bit of a Mexican media binge, have you, Wayne?
It feels that way. Yeah, I think I've got some sort of secret desire, I think, to travel to Mexico City and have a look. And so this is actually just fueling it, I think, at the moment.
It's a subconscious pull towards the place.
I think
right?
so. Yeah, definitely.
Apple TV, good stuff. All right, Wayne, what's your third recommendation for this week?
Well, I've got another one. Eric, this is a Netflix show. This only is a drama, there's only six episodes. And this one's set in the past, but in New York City, in the 1980s, and it stars the great Benedict Cumberbatch,
uh-huh.
the very highly acclaimed British actor who I think is really watchable in anything. And he plays Vincent, who has a really hugely successful children's show called Good Day Sunshine, along the lines of a Sesame Street, I guess. And he has this show, but underneath the happy exterior of this man who's leading this wonderful TV show for kids, he's got a fairly dark past as far as got a bit of substance abuse. He's in a very unhappy marriage. And to top it all off, in the first episode, his son, Edgar, goes missing. And that's sort of the theme through the show, the family trying to find Edgar. And the Eric in question is early on, before his son goes missing, he's encouraged to bring a new character to the show. And his son suggests this big blue monster called Eric to come into the show. So that's the note why the title of the show is Eric. It's this character that I guess Vincent lives through while he's trying to find his son. So it's a bit of a family drama, a bit of a police procedural, all set in 1980s New York, which is, you know, when it was still very gritty before it sort of got cleaned up. So I said, really good cast. Benedict Cumberbatch is fantastic as usual. Gabby Hoffman, who I really like, who plays his wife, and also Clark Peters, best known, I guess, from The Wire, amongst other things. So, Eric, that's on Netflix, just six episodes in total. And, really interesting drama there.
Yeah, it looks like a bit of a weird one, but I like the look of it. It looks interesting.
Yeah. Again, this probably is like some shows, it's not like A-plus show, but it's a good solid B, as I said, only six episodes. So I think worth a watch, especially if you're a Cumberbatch fan.
And is that puppet a real puppet, do you know?
In real, as in?
As in it's a puppet that's on set, as on or is it a or is it a digitally, a computer generated
CGI puppet? Oh, no, real, yeah,
CGI
it's all real,
puppet.
Sorry, yeah. Yeah, no, good. No CGI. Yeah. I think it's all, yeah, very much adhered to that era where everything was handmade and everything. So, yeah, no, it's all... It's all real in that sense, yeah.
Good stuff. Love it. I wonder, and now I'm just seeing who's done the puppet, who's done the puppetry in this. But that's something I'm going to look into in my own time.
Yeah, that's okay.
All right, Wayne, what's your last recommendation this week?
Okay, well, there's been some really good albums released. Not last week, it was very quiet, but 2 weeks ago there was a slew of good albums. And I'm going to pick one from that time. It's the fifth album from Michael Beach. If you're not familiar with him, he's been around for quite a while. There's his fifth album in total. The album's called Big Black Plume. And he's from Melbourne, but he's got a very interesting background. He was actually born in California. He spent a lot of time there. But the last decade or so, he's been back in Melbourne and Victoria. And this album is really, really great. It's really harks back to sort of 80s and 90s Australian rock. You feel like Michael could have just walked out of an 88 or 94, where he's making this album with searing guitars. But there's also a lot of really beautiful spare ballads on it. It's just a really varied album with really great guitar. It's a classic indie rock. It's got a great contributions on this album. He actually recorded in four different sessions. San Francisco was one. He recorded in Sydney, in Melbourne, and finally in the Gambie in country Victoria. It was co-produced by not just Michael, but Gareth Lydiard, who's, I guess, most famous for the Drones. And Mick Turner, the great Mick Turner from Dirty Three, plays guitar on this album. He's got quite a lot of other great Australian rock luminaries. So it's you can really feel it with the guitar. It's just sensational. And really, really enjoying this new album from Michael Beach called Big Black Plume.
It even sounds like an album from that era, just like a real, like, gritty sounding album title. Just without any
absolutely.
Context.
Definitely.
All right, and do you have a song you want to play us out with today, Wayne?
I definitely do. Let's go with the hardest rocking song on the album. It's called Poison Dart. This is track two on the album. This song was one of the two tracks that were produced in San Francisco, and this one has just got some absolute classic guitar. I was playing this to my wife, and she said, "This is such a you song," just because it was so the guitar's so great. So it really kicks in, especially at about the 3-minute mark. So let's go with that with Poison Dart from the new album from Michael Beach.
Fantastic, Wayne. Well, these are some great recommendations, as usual. I hope I hope we all got something out of that and help us get us through this rainy weekend.
Okay.
All right, Wayne. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks. Yeah, thanks, Cameron. Have a great week. See you later.
You too, Wayne. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
That was Wayne Massingham for Wayne's 4x2 for another week. If that still wasn't enough for you and you need some more Wayne in your life, all you need to do is head to the 2SEO website, search Wayne's 4x2 in the search bar there, and you'll have Wayne's full backlog available to you there.